Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. Where are you speaking with us from this morning?
Today I'm speaking to you from Detroit. I'm actually from London, England, but I'm in Detroit today.
And I found the topic very interesting. How can we help our kids become healthy? And it's the wealthy part, and it's not all about dollars. All as parents try to help our kids be smart, make good choices, be good people. But there are other things that we can do in our efforts to do that.
Yes. There is about, okay, when we talk about happiness, we think in terms of a positive mental attitude, yeah? And it's really about teaching our children how to perceive life. And perception is one of the higher mental faculties. So it's really about teaching them to see things in a different way. How can they see things in the positive way? How can they look at the positive side of things? Because the law of polarity decrees that there cannot be a negative without a positive. So as parents or as people who are guardians and or people who are bringing up children, we need to shift from when they see something negative, when they see a down, we need to help them to find the up. We need to help them to find the positive side of it. And then that's how they become, they perceive things in a better way. They become happy children. And when you talk about wealth, I mean, it's really good. It's really not always about dollars. If you want your child to be wealthy, you need to teach them that money is a reward we receive for giving of our talents and gifts. So the main thing here is how can they develop their talents and their gifts? And every child has got talents and gifts locked within them. And that is just the way it is. It's not about what talents and gifts are not what other people have. It is what your child has. And every parent needs to identify what is that special thing that your child has. What is it? Have they got the gift of speaking? Do they do things with their hands better than other people? Everyone is here for a contribution. Every child is on this world for a contribution. What is that special skill that your child has? And if we can help them develop that skill, yeah, we can help them develop that skill, then we know that they, when they give it to the world, when they give it, the better it becomes. When they give it to the world, that's how they get the reward. And, I mean, in this day and age, money is the compensation for the service we provide. So it's about developing your child's talents and the gifts. That is where the world comes in. So if we can help them to have that, I mean, I have a saying, I mean, I tell the parents, if we can help our children develop the willpower, then we don't have to worry about leaving them a will.
Go ahead, Angela. I'm sorry.
Go on.
We're talking with Angela Karanja on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. She's a motivational entertainer and author. She has this cool program called Power in 5 Minutes, which will help you develop children's higher mental faculties. Before we talk about Power in 5 Minutes, Angela, some of us don't know what our children's gifts are, and is there a certain age where you can start seeing that shine through? How do we find out what that is so we can nurture it?
Okay. Think about a child as young as zero, really. What we can do, because they've got all their mental faculties, yeah? They're lying in there. But what we need to do as parents is to praise them. When you praise, whatever you praise grows, yeah? So the more you praise your child, whether they have anything they're showing at that moment or not, just praise them for being who they are. And as they feel comfortable with you, they start being themselves. and they will start showing you what is it inside of them. And whatever is inside of them, you will start noticing. You will start noticing whatever it is inside of them. And when you discover what it is they have, that special thing inside of themselves, then you start concentrating on that, praising it. And as you praise it, it grows. And the more it grows, the more you know that this is the special thing in your child.
Can that overpraising lead to them being soft and perhaps making them feel too good about who they are and what they do and maybe not lose focus a little bit with reality?
We look at praising in perspective, yeah? For example, when you say to your child, you are excellent, all right? You keep saying to them that you are excellent and you are capable of doing anything you think about. That means you're giving them responsibility to think of things, to come up with things. You're giving them a sort of responsibility. It's not all just coming from you. You're making them think of things that are worth of praise.
All right. Tell us about Power in 5 Minutes.
Oh, fantastic. Power in 5 Minutes is a fantastic program. It's again, this is when it comes to them. I work with children from the ages of 3 because at that, they start developing. You can see their reasoning capacity is coming up. Most parents who have had children, they know at about 2, 3, children start asking why and saying no. So you can spot that the reasoning ability, which is reasoning is also another higher mental faculty, you can spot that it has started coming up. So Power in 5 Minutes, how I work with Power in 5 Minutes is you speak to the children. For example, I start with praise. I always start with praising children for who they are, not what they've done or what they've achieved, because at that age, most of the time, they'll probably not have achieved a lot, although they actually have achieved the walking, the eating by themselves, the babbling, the talking. So I start by praising them. It's a 5-minute slot. I praise them, and then I give them the responsibility of choice. I make them aware that they have the power to choose, right? And then I give them a choice of two. And for example, at the moment, I have the good seeds and the poop seeds. So the younger children can choose to either plant good seeds in their mind or plant poop seeds. And I let them know that the good seeds will grow. And when they grow, they make them feel good. And when they feel good, they behave good, and then it becomes a good cycle. But if they choose to plant the poop seeds, then the poop seeds will grow, because whatever you plant will grow. That's just the way nature is. So if they plant poop seeds, the poop seeds will grow, they will feel bad, and they will behave bad. So it's a cycle. So I give them the choices. And then I give them an attitude to choose. For example, I give them an attitude to choose, like, I can. Saying I can is a good seed. So when they plant the good seed, they will begin to feel good because they will believe that they can, and they will go ahead and try whatever they have to try, because they are trying to match up to the I can self-image that they have created in their mind. But when they choose I can't, then they are choosing poop seeds. And when they choose poop seeds, then it becomes that I can't becomes I can't, which makes them feel bad, and they go ahead and they cannot do what they want to do. So it becomes a cycle. So the Power in 5 Minutes, I start by praising them and saying to them that their mind is like a beautiful garden, yeah? And then the middle bit is saying to them, here are the seeds that you can choose, and then give them the opportunity to choose the good seeds or the poop seeds. And then at the end of the 5 minutes, they by themselves have internalized exactly what they want to choose, and you can see them going out with power, and they really want to choose the good seeds because they understand that their choices, the choice of thoughts, make them feel how they feel, and it's because of how they feel that they behave the way they do. So you really shift their responsibility of their lives to themselves.
Angela Karanja is the author and children's motivational entertainer. Her program is called Power Within 5 Minutes. And folks who are interested in that, Angela, how do they find out more about Power in 5 Minutes?
Power in 5 Minutes, you can find, we've got a fantastic website called Mastermind Parenting. And if we understand the power and the mastermind, the power of mastermind, it's just parents working together to bring up healthy, wealthy, and happy children. So if we go to Mastermind Parenting and just sign up to get the program or just sign up to get the newsletter, we've got a lot of free stuff on there, because what we are really, really interested is to make a better generation. If we can do something with children today, if we can do something with children today, then we don't have to worry about how the future is going to be, because they will take responsibility of themselves. And all this blame culture that you've made me do this, this has happened because of this, then we eliminate the blame culture. And Mastermind Parenting, that's really what we do. So if you want to receive any of our programs or our newsletters or our daily motivational quotes for children and how you can help your children become happy, healthy, and wealthy, you just need to go to Mastermind Parenting, because if we work together, we can make a better generation, and that's the best gift we can give to our children.
All right, Angela, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Tony, and have a lovely, lovely day.